Times remain uncertain for first responders as 911 calls for coronavirus keep coming in. But as stay-at-home orders begin to relax, they expect more routine emergencies like car accidents to mix back into their work. KUNC's Michael DeJuana wanted to know how that will impact first responders in the middle of one of the state's hotspots for the pandemic.
Battalion Chief Chris Elmer welcomes me to Fire Station 2 in Greeley.
So watch your step as you come in.
He's wearing a mask, and so am I.
I'm just going to clean my hands first.
Okay.
This is a hand sanitizer that was donated by one of our local distilleries.
Nice.
Which is kind of nice.
I'm the first visitor they've had since the pandemic swept across Colorado. I go through the same check that's required of every firefighter and medical worker at this station.
Okay. So that's a pass on temperature.
Like, do I have a runny nose, cough, sore throat, nausea? And finally,
are you experiencing shortness of breath?
No.
Okay. So you've passed all those questions. If you had a yes to any of these questions, then you would be turned away from work right now.
As simple as this checklist is, it's working. Only one person, a fire inspector, has come down with COVID-19.
Okay. And we'll come on into the station.
All right.
Elmer says that's a win for the department because Weld County has the third most cases in the state, and Greeley accounts for about 75% of them. We walk through the garage past a red fire truck and a white ambulance.
Hey, everybody. Hey, this is Michael from KUNC.
Six firefighters and paramedics are gathered in a half circle.
This is C shift. We have three shifts, so this is station 2C.
Okay.
And the crew of Medic 2 and Engine 2 on C shift.
They're all wearing masks. Engineer Mike Medhurst tells me he wasn't feeling well recently, so he was ordered to stay at home.
So I really wasn't symptomatic with traditional COVID symptoms, but as precautionary, I got thrown into that bucket, unable to be tested because I didn't have serious enough symptoms, but bad enough not to come back to work, so I was in that middle ground.
But it wasn't wasted time. He used a 3D printer to help make hundreds of items to improve personal protective equipment.
But I utilized that time to do some good.
But homemade masks won't work everywhere.
We've got face shields that we're wearing when we're in patient contact.
Jay Lee Ross is a paramedic with Banner Health. She's responded to many calls of people with possible coronavirus symptoms. She wears a gown and
goggles. We wear N95 masks, and then I wear a paper mask over it to try to keep and preserve those masks just because, you know, shortage is everywhere.
This has kind of been one of the main hotspots for the city.
Lieutenant Dominic Taddy says Station 2 serves the heart of Greeley.
We cover the campus, the Greeley Mall, Centennial Healthcare, Fair Acres. We cover the hospital.
Centennial and Fair Acres are nursing homes with large outbreaks and numerous deaths. I ask if stay-at-home orders for all but essential workers have helped them during this time. Chris Elmer says there's no doubt about it.
So where the stay-at-home order affects us is that right now, normal business is halted, basically. So there's less people driving around, there's less people at bars, there's less people playing sports, all the things that generate a normal call volume.
But that's likely to change as places across Colorado take baby steps towards reopening.
So as we start to turn that back on, then that normal call volume comes back.
Elmer wonders how things will play out, given that the pandemic isn't over. There's no easy answer to that, he says, but there are things that will help, like hundreds of beds being set up at the ranch in neighboring Loveland to ease any patient overflow at the region's hospitals.
That's a nice light bulb in the tunnel.
That's a light bulb in the tunnel, not a light at the end of the tunnel. Until then, one of the things members of C shift miss the most is visitors, especially the kids who come for tours.
We don't have schools coming by the station. We don't have kids coming by. We don't have kids coming up to the fire truck, and we're hoisting up in there to show them things, and that's difficult on the crews.
Before I left, I asked the group to gather for a photo for my story.
And maybe against the ambulance and the truck here.
Yeah, you got it.
One member notes that nobody can see a smile behind a mask.
I just look for wrinkles now. See the wrinkles, they're smiling.
As Greeley and the rest of Colorado start to carve out a new normal, life for first responders is frozen in perpetual coronavirus mode. That means masks, social distancing, and long days helping people who are hit the hardest by COVID-19.
Take care. Be safe. Thank you. Good meeting you.
Michael DeOanna, KUNC.